Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. In your medical sales career, there is probably a term that you've used. You've heard your colleagues use it. You've heard your managers use it. You've heard your companies use it. You might have even heard your customers use it, but it's unlikely. That term is positioning. Now, when I'm talking about positioning, I'm not talking about how you're sitting when you're talking to your customer, if your legs are flat on the floor, if your legs are crossed. No, we're talking about how you position your product. This is critically important. So let's take a moment and define what positioning is. Positioning is being able to present your product in a way that the customer is able to match it to a specific problem, challenge, or goal that he or she has. Now, here's what's really crazy. If you understand the concept of positioning is about positioning or presenting your product in a very, very specific way. Here's what's crazy. Most salespeople, and I mean most salespeople, they position their product exactly the same to every prospect that they get in front of. Now, why would I say that this is insane? Because that's like saying that every one of your prospects or customers wants the same thing. And the reality is they don't want the same thing. We are all different. And many products can be positioned very, very differently. Let me give you an example. Many years ago, when I was in my medical sales career, my car was no longer big enough. So I went to a Ford Explorer. I was driving an SUV. And over time, the SUV wasn't big enough. So I reached that crossroad in my career that was sort of a very transitional and a sad moment at the same time. I needed to move to a minivan. Yes, I know a lot of you are thinking, well, that's pretty cool. I like minivans. I wish I had one now. Well, let's be honest. You know, driving a minivan, you know, when you're a guy in your 30s or 40s, it's not the coolest vehicle to be driving. In fact, many times when I stopped at red lights, the driver next to me never looked over at me in my cool minivan and gave me that thumbs up sign. But nevertheless, I needed a minivan. At this time, the Honda Odyssey had just come out, so I went down to the Honda dealership to take a look at it. Now, the reason I was buying a minivan, remember, was because I needed cargo room. I was carrying around lots of instruments and surgical implants. I needed something with a lot of room. So I'm in the showroom, and I'm looking at the new Honda Odyssey. It was the only one on the showroom floor. They just had gotten it in. And I'm just walking around the vehicle, looking inside, looking at how much room it had. And the salesman comes over. His name is Vic. And Vic says, "It's a beautiful vehicle, isn't it?" And I couldn't believe he said that. I'm thinking, a beautiful vehicle? Yeah, you know, it's really, really, really great. You know, it looks like a box on wheels, you know, really, really hot looking. He says, "Sir, please sit inside the car." He opens up the door, says, "Take a seat inside." Now, I get into the vehicle just to take a look, see how it feels. He said something to me that I will never forget. He said to me, "Sir, I got to tell you, you look good in this vehicle." Now, ladies and gentlemen, especially I'm talking to the guys out there, how many of you want to be told that you look good in a minivan? Probably not very many. That was sort of Vic's first mistake, telling me I looked good in a vehicle that I really didn't want to be driving. So next is really the big mistake that Vic made. He said, "So let me point out to you the different features of this wonderful vehicle. I want you to notice that it has lush pile carpeting all over the vehicle. It has dual air conditioning. There's separate controls in the front and the rear. Please notice for the children, you've got the flip-down DVD screens, so they'll be able to keep occupied while Dad's driving. And I also want you to notice that it has the deluxe floor mats all the way around. Plus, it's got the leather seating for seven. This is a beautiful vehicle for your family, sir." Now, at this point, guess what I did? I said, "Thank you." And I walked out. Why did I walk out? Well, I walked out because Vic had cemented in my mind that this was a family vehicle, not a cargo vehicle. What was I looking for? I was looking for a cargo vehicle. What did Vic try to do to learn how to position the product appropriately for the customer that was in his showroom? He did nothing. He made an assumption. He assumed that all people who buy minivans want them because they are family people. I don't have children. The thought of DVD screens that flip down when I was throwing bins of implants in there, it was going to break them. Dual air conditioning for the front and back. Again, my cargo didn't need dual air conditioning. Plush pile carpeting, it was going to get crushed and ruined with what I was going to be putting in the vehicle. Leather seats, five of those leather seats would be sitting in my garage when I took them out of the vehicle. I didn't need to overspend on leather seats. But Vic didn't know this because he never asked. He never found out. He never did any research to find out what his customer wanted. What was I looking for? I was looking for a cargo vehicle. But Vic wouldn't know this because he never asked. Now, let's begin by how he approached me. You know, if he would have approached me by saying, hi, I notice you're looking at our new Honda Odyssey. How can I help you? He could have said that just to say, well, I wanted to see the car. You know, I might have said I'm looking at a cargo vehicle. Now, if I didn't say that, what would have been the appropriate question for him to ask? He said, sir, may I ask how you might be using this vehicle? You know, the Odyssey is a wonderful car. What are you driving now? Oh, you're driving a Ford Explorer. Can I ask, why are you considering? Ford Explorer is a wonderful vehicle. Can I ask why you might be considering moving to a Honda Odyssey? And I would have told him, I need more cargo room. So automatically, once he knew that, it would have completely changed the way that he would have been positioning the product. If Vic knew that I was looking for a cargo vehicle, he could have completely focused on the cargo aspects of the vehicle. For example, he would have said, sir, come on around to the rear. Let me show you something. You see this third row of seats? Look at this. Folds flush with the floor to instantly give you 27 cubic feet of cargo room, even with the two middle seats installed. But let me show you this. And then he could have walked around and showed me how easy it is to remove the two middle seats, and that they won't take up much space in my garage. He said, sir, with all of these seats removed, you can now hold a full 8x4 sheet of plywood will sit flat on the floor. And as you could tell, you could stack a whole bunch of them to the ceiling. There's no other minivan on the market that you will be able to do this in. And at that time, there wasn't. He could have pointed out that even though I was using it as a cargo van, it also had the utility to be used as a multi-person van if I was interested. And as a cargo van, it drove like a car. Because let's face it, doesn't matter what you're driving, we all want something that has a nice ride. But he would have focused on it as a cargo van that had a nice ride, not as a family van that had a nice ride. I walked out of the dealership, and quite honestly, I bought it a few months later at a different dealership, you know, after I really did my own research and learned that it was the ideal cargo vehicle for me. But here's the mistake that most sales reps make. They do exactly what Vic did then. Most sales reps position their product one way and make the assumption that their customer wants to enjoy the same features and benefits as every other customer. And this is a huge mistake. So again, a big problem is preparation. A lot of medical sales representatives don't take the time to prepare before they go in to see a customer. You know, for example, let's say that you're selling a product that is, it's a product that's used for aesthetics, you know, that a patient would use because the patient wants to look better, wants to look younger, wants to look healthier. So if you're looking for a practice that this would be a suitable type product, it makes sense that you would do some research before ever going in to call on that customer to see if that customer is doing any aesthetic procedures. Very easy to discern just by doing a simple Google search about that customer. If the customer has a website, there is a high probability that if that customer has a website, if they offer aesthetic procedures, there's going to be information about the aesthetic procedures that they offer on their website. You now know a lot about the mindset of that customer, and you have a better idea how you're going to be positioning your product when you're in front of that customer. But don't stop there. Don't make the assumptions just based on what you see. Now when you're in front of the customer, this is where you get to use your excellent questioning skills, because by asking the right questions, you're really going to understand what areas of using a product similar to yours the customer really has an interest in. You know, what would he or she like changed? What would he or she like to be easier or enhanced? What would he or she like to offer less risk to the patient? What would the customer like to be able to do to generate more revenue or to save time? You see, once you know this, then you know exactly how to position your product. Because here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't position your product in a way that resonates with the customer, you lose. You absolutely lose. If it just sounds, if it sounds like what they already have, they're not going to be interested. Do you ever get that objection? I'm sorry, I'm not interested. Please go away. I'm sure you get it a lot if you're not positioning your products appropriately, because when you position your product like everybody else, you sound like every other sales representative in the world. And to a busy healthcare professional, when you sound like every other sales rep in the world, they tune you out. They go back to thinking about the things in their world that are really important to them, because at that moment, you just proved that you're not, because you positioned your product in a way where they have no interest. So positioning. You now know what it is. You now know what you need to do to position your product appropriately. And I hope you'll take the steps. I hope you'll do the research. And I hope you'll ask the right questions so you don't end up like the sales rep Vic, who is trying to sell me a family minivan. By the way, I drove that minivan for many years. It was a great vehicle. And now I drive a regular car where when I stop at a red light, I don't feel like I have to hide my face. Thanks for being with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. So maybe you might want to position your product as a patient benefit in some way. Again, only if the customer is interested in helping his patients along. And unfortunately, they are not all interested. Find out how the customer wants their product positioned. You make sure that the patient always comes first, because that's your job and it will serve you well. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, I'm Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.